Just a pin of the wire. glories, all glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is like a golden lion. All glories to the Lord who protects his devotees. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who heroically vanquishes the demons. All glories to Lord Chaitanya, the son of Sachin Jagannath Mishra. All glories to Lord Chaitanya for hearing and chanting his glories purifies the heart. All glories to Lord Chaitanya, the life of Jagadananda. All glories to Lord Chaitanya, who is the life and wealth of Haridas Thakur. O Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, O ocean of mercy and friend of the downtrodden, O Father of all, if anyone once says, I am yours, you accept him and become his master. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enjoyed Sankirtan pastimes in Navadvipa. And while performing Hari Sankirtan, simply hearing Lord Krishna's name would cause him to fall to the ground. Whether he was in the town, in a courtyard, by the water, or in the forest, a stream of tears would flow from his graceful eyes without stop. And thus Lord Chaitanya would always taste the nectar of his devotion to Sri Krishna. Hearing anyone say Lord Hari's name in any way would cause the Lord to forget himself and to fall to the ground. Trembling and weeping, his bodily hairs would stand erect. In the middle of town, he would become overcome with ecstasy and he would begin to roll on the ground. And then he would fall unconscious. His servants would gather him, pick him up, and they would carry him to his home. And the people of Nadia regularly saw these ecstasies, ecstasies that even Brahma and the demigods would think themselves fortunate to see. Once, at the Lord's home, the devotees gathered to perform Sankirtan, and the bliss they were experiencing would fill innumerable universes. One moment, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would say, I am Krishna the cowherd boy who is more handsome than Kamadev, the god of love. And the next moment, he would say, eternally, I am Lord Krishna's servant. On some days, he would chant japa of Gopi, 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 Gopi. And then, when he heard Lord Krishna's name, he would burn in great anger, saying, where is your Krishna? He is a great thief, a rogue, a deceiver. Who would worship him? First he conquers women and then cuts off their ears and noses like a hunter. He took away Bali's pride. Why hear talk of this thief, Mahaprabhu would say. When in this mood of ecstasy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would become angry even if someone spoke the word, the name of Krishna. Then, moment after moment, he would only chant, Gokul, Gokul. And on other days, he would chant, Vrindavan, Vrindavan, Vrindavan,
Vrindavan.
On still other days, he would happily chant, Mathura, Mathura.
Mathura, Mathura.
And on other days, he would scratch the ground with his toenail. And he would draw on the ground the threefold bending form of Krishna. And gazing at that form, he would cry and weep so profusely that the ground would float in the water of his tears. Sometimes he would say, I see a great forest filled with lions and tigers. And sometimes he thought that day was night and night was day. And seeing the Lord's ecstasies, the devotees would hold each other's necks. And they too would weep. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would avoid his own home, and he would stay in the homes of the Vaishnavas, only sometimes to please his mother Sachi, would the Lord participate in external ordinary activities. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would keep Advaita Charja, Nityananda and Gadardha with him constantly, and they would always and only speak about Lord Krishna. One day, as everyone was singing in kirtan, Advaita Charja with great love began dancing in the mood of a gopi. Distraught and with a blade of grass placed between his teeth, he danced continuously. Tasting the nectar of ecstatic love, Advaita rolled on the ground as the devotees sang Krishna's names with great joy. For 6 hours he danced without stopping. And after that time, all the devotees were exhausted. Thus they gathered together and they stopped Advaita Charja's dancing. Advaita Charja sat down and the devotees sat around him. And while he peacefully sat, Srivas, Ramai, and others left to bathe in the Ganga. Suddenly, Advaita Charja's distress increased, and he fell to the ground. He began rolling about in Srivas Thakur's courtyard. And at this time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was busy in his own home. But he in his heart perceived that Advaita Acharya was in distress. Thus the eternally blissful Lord, the pacifier of his devotees' distress, immediately went to the place where Advaita Acharya was rolling on the ground. And seeing Advaita with his own hand, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu picked him up and he took him into the temple room, Lord Vishnu's temple room, and he sat down with Advaita Charja. Smiling, Lord Chaitanya said, listen, Acharya, what do you want? Tell me clearly what you want. Advaita replied, O Lord, you are the essence of all the Vedas, and I want you. What else would I want? Smiling, Lord Chaitanya said, I am here before your eyes. What more do you want? Tell me. Advaita said, Lord, I speak to you the real truth. You are the truth described in the Vedanta and in all the Vedas. But still I want to see some of your powers and some of your opulence. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied by asking Advaita Charja, what do you want to see? Tell me. Advaita Charja replied, O Lord, what Arjuna saw in ancient times, I yearn to see. I want to see that same universal form that you displayed on the battlefield to Arjuna. The moment he spoke these words, Advaita saw himself sitting on a chariot. In the four directions around him, great armies ferociously were fighting. On the chariot, Advaita saw dark and handsome Lord Krishna, a conch shell, chakra, club, and lotus in four hands. The next moment, He saw the form of the numberless universes, a form that had a moon and a sun, and many oceans and mountains, rivers and gardens. Again and again he saw millions of eyes and arms and faces. He saw Arjuna offering prayers as great flames burned in each mouth of that universal form. And flying like moths into the flames, the demons and blasphemers were at once consumed. The sinners who had blasphemed and attacked others perished in the great flames of Lord Chaitanya's mouth. By Lord Chaitanya's mercy, Advaitacharya saw this form, although others had no power to see it. Advaita began to weep with joy and love, and placing a blade of grass between his teeth, again and again he begged for service to the Lord. While all of this was occurring, Lord Nityananda was joyfully wandering through the different homes in Nadia. Nityananda knew all that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was revealing. He knew that he was revealing his universal form. So he hurried there, and he stood before the door of Lord Vishnu's temple room in the house of Srivas Thakur. And Nityananda began to roar. Aware that Nityananda had come, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quickly opened the door. And seeing the limitless universal form, Nityananda offered dandavat obeisances. And then he closed his eyes. And Lord Chaitanya said, "Rise, Nityananda. You are my very life. You know all about me. In truth, I become the property of anyone who loves you. To me, no one is more dear than you. And anyone who thinks that you and Advaita are different persons does not know that you are both my incarnations. You are both supremely pure." Then, glancing at both Nityananda and Advaita, Lord Chaitanya blissfully danced in the temple room of Lord Vishnu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then loudly called out again and again, saying, "Look, look!" And Nityananda and Advaita began to offer prayers as they blissfully gazed at the universal form. No one else had the power to see this wonder. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, "I have heard this pastime directly from the mouth of Sri Advaita Acharya. And anyone who does not believe it is a sinner. Anyone who will not say, 'Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Master of all,' is a sinner and is never fit to be seen by Vaishnavas." Lord Chaitanya, says Vrindavan Das Thakur, "is the master of my master. This I firmly believe in my heart. Although Lord Chaitanya manifested his pastimes in Nabadweep, no one but the devotees could understand them." Devotional service is the greatest of treasures. And one's devotion is seen when one weeps on remembering Lord Krishna's holy name. He who weeps when he chants Krishna, 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 truly chants Lord Krishna's names. It is not by the power of great wealth or noble family that one is able to truly chant Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Anyone who hears of Nityananda and Advaita seeing the universal form will certainly attain the great treasure that is Sri Krishna. Then, in a moment, Sri Chaitanya withdrew everything, and accompanied by his devotees, he returned to his home. When Nityananda and Advaita Charja were viewing the Lord's universal form, They were not an external consciousness. They were filled with spiritual bliss. Thus, Nityananda Dvaita began to roll on the ground everywhere in the courtyard. They covered their bodies with dust. One of them danced while the other sang and clapped his hands. Intoxicated with bliss, the two lords stumbled as they walked. At first, they were both blissful. But then, they began to insult one another. Advaita said, "Oh, intoxicated Avaduta, who invited you to come here? How did you open the door and come inside? Who says that you are a sannyasi? No one knows your family and caste. Why should a drunkard like you stay among the Vaishnavas? If you don't leave at once, you will be sorry." Then Nityananda replied, "Oh, Nara, be still, or I will show you my power with a blow from my fist. You old Brahmin, you should be afraid. I am a wild Avaduta, and I am the Lord's brother. You are a gross materialist because you live at home with your wife and children, and I am very exalted, for I walk on the path of the Paramhamsas. And if I strike you, you cannot say anything in protest. For without reason you have become very proud before me." Hearing these words, Advaita Charja burned with anger that was like fire. Then, after making himself clothed only by the four directions, he spoke these insults. "How are you a sannyasi? Your behavior is similar to a sannyasi's who eats flesh and meat. Who knows the identity of your mother and father, in what country you were born? Who knows? Tell me. You come like a thief and eat three times a day and still call yourself a sannyasi. Srivas Pandit has lost his caste by giving you shelter in his home. From where did this drunkard Nityananda come?" Intoxicated by tasting the nectar of ecstatic love for Lord Krishna, Nityananda and Advaita always would quarrel. And anyone who takes the side of one of them and then criticizes the other attains only his own destruction. Anyone who, not understanding the heart of this loving quarrel, criticizes one lord and praises another will perish. Anyone who takes Advaita's side and criticizes Gadadhar is lowly, degraded, and will never be Lord Advaita Charja's servant. When one incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead quarrels with another, who can understand their quarrel? For it is only a pastime of the Lord. Lord Vishnu and the Vaishnavas are equal, and anyone who sees them as such, who worships the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, is delivered and will cross beyond this material world. Anyone who hears these topics of Lord Chaitanya will attain pure devotional service. For these pastimes are a great treasure of the nectar of pure devotion.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the life of all, enjoyed his pastimes in Navadvipa. He performed Hari Sankirtan without stop, and at every moment he revealed his powers and opulences. Overwhelmed by chanting his own holy name, Lord Chaitanya danced and roared and loudly laughed. And always wild by tasting the nectar of ecstatic love, he rolled on the ground. In this way, the limbs that the demigods, Brahma, bows down to became covered with dust. And the Lord's ecstasy had no end. When he was in external consciousness, the Lord would sit with his associates and would enjoy pastimes in the Ganga's waters. On other days, he would dance and then sit in the courtyard. He and the devotees would then bathe with water brought from the Ganga in the house. While the Lord was dancing in ecstasy, a fortunate maidservant of Srivas Thakur, named Duki, which means sad and unhappy, would fetch the water. Sometimes, as she would watch the Lord dancing, tears would fill her eyes, and she would again leave to bring more and more pots of water from the Ganga for the Lord and his associates to use for their bathing. And seeing the many rows of water pots that Duki had placed in rows, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became pleased, and he asked Srivas, "Who brings the Ganga water every day?" To this question, Srivas replied, "Lord, Duki brings it." Lord Chaitanya said, "From now on, everyone should call her Suki, happy, for in my heart, she is always Suki." And hearing these merciful words from the Lord's graceful mouth, the devotees wept with love and joy. And thus from then on, by the Lord's order, everyone called her Suki. Good birth, wealth, beauty, and education are useless. Krishna is pleased if one worships him with love. This truth, which the Vedas and Srimad Bhagavatam teach, Lord Chaitanya openly showed so that all could see it with their own eyes. Persons proud for no good reason cannot see the great mercy Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave to the maidservant named Duki. How can I glorify the good fortune of Srivas, whose servants and maidservants are fortunate without limit? One day, as Srivas and the other devotees happily performed kirtan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced in Srivas's house. By divine arrangement, at that exact time, during the kirtan, Srivas Thakur's son, who was ill, died. And he went to the spiritual world and he saw Lord Narayan. As Lord Chaitanya was dancing in ecstasy, weeping and crying suddenly arose in Srivas's home. Srivas hurried to the room and saw that his son was now living in the spiritual world. Srivas, a very grave and learned devotee, instructed the ladies who were his relatives You all know the glories of Lord Krishna. Everyone should stop crying. Be peaceful at heart. At the last moment of one's life, by hearing Lord Krishna's name, even a great sinner will go to Krishna's abode. But here, in my house, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is personally dancing. Brahma and the demigods are his servants. They sing his glories. If someone dies at this moment, why should anyone lament for him? My son has attained great, great auspiciousness. I know that he has attained the goal of life. If you are unable to control your emotions, then keep your weeping in your hearts. Weep later. Do not say anything about this occurrence, because if the Lord knows about this death, that will stop him from dancing. If he hears of this death and stops his dancing and returns to external consciousness, today I will drown myself in the Ganga. Because of Srivas Thakur's words, everyone became quiet. And then Srivas returned to the Lord's kirtan, and he participated by joyfully chanting Krishna's names. Again and again he chanted, and his joy was increasing. These are the glories of Srivas Pandit. The personal associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu possess the greatest knowledge, and they are the most virtuous of persons. Thus the Lord blissfully continued his dancing. With the devotees surrounding him continuously he danced. One after another, however, the devotees heard that Srivas' son had gone back to the spiritual world. But no one would reveal the news to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Everyone hid their sorrow within their hearts. After some time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the crest jewel of they who know everything, placed a question before all of the devotees. He said, "Within my heart, there is unhappiness. What sorrow has entered Srivas Pandit's house?" Srivas Pandit said, "Lord, how can sorrow be present in my house when your blissful face is present?" After Srivas spoke, all the great devotees finally recounted to the Lord what had happened to Srivas' son. The Lord respectfully said, "Tell me, when did this happen?" And the Lord then heard that the boy had passed away 2 hours before sunset. And the devotees said, "Afraid that your joy would be broken, Srivas would not reveal this to anyone." The boy went to the spiritual world 7.5 hours ago. "Give the order and we will perform the last rituals at once." Hearing all of this, the Lord looked at Srivas with great surprise. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted, "Govinda, Govinda." And he said to Srivas, "How can I give up your company?" Speaking these words, he began to weep. He said, "How can I give up the company of a person who out of love for me does not even know grief for his own son. Speaking in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wept greatly. And hearing this glorification of Shivas, everyone became very thoughtful within his heart. Amongst themselves, the devotees discussed the meaning of the Lord's words, and everyone was bewildered. No one understood, for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had hinted that in the near future, he would leave household life and accept sannyas. At that time, everyone began to sigh and loudly weep. But after seeing that the Lord had become peaceful, the devotees went to perform the last rites for the boy. But Lord Chaitanya said to the dead child, "Why have you left Srivasa's house?" And the boy replied, "Lord, you are the controller of my destiny. Who has the power to act against your will?" And hearing the dead boy's reply in this way, all the devotees became filled with wonder. The boy said, "I have already experienced the full number of days that were allotted for this body. That allotment has now ended, and I was unable to stop it. Now I must journey to the city of another body. I have no power to stop the destiny of this body. Please be merciful and bless me, that I may always remember and never forget you." After all, who is anyone's father? Oh Lord, who is anyone's son? Everyone experiences the result of their own karma. The auspicious days of my living in the home of Srivas are now in the past. And now I must go and live somewhere else. I will go to the home of another. I bow down and offer my respects to the feet of you and all of your associates. Please do not take my offenses seriously. Now please, give me permission to depart. After speaking these words, the boy's body became silent, and in this way Lord Chaitanya manifested his wonderful pastimes. Hearing these words from the mouth of a dead boy, the devotees floated in an ocean of bliss. The grief Srivas' relatives felt for the boy was now gone. Everyone became wild with the bliss of ecstatic love for Lord Krishna, and everyone became overcome with that love. Srivas' relatives grabbed Lord Chaitanya's feet, and they began to weep, and they said, "Birth after birth, you are our father, you are our mother, you are our son, you are our master. And we pray simply that we will never, ever forget your feet. Lord, if we always have devotion to your feet, why should we fear taking birth in any form of life?" In this way, Srivas Thakur and his three brothers prayed with voices choked with emotion. And around them, in the four directions, the devotees loudly wept as Srivas's home became filled with ecstatic love for Lord Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Listen, listen, Srivas Pandit. You know all about the way of this world. How can the sufferings of this world trouble you? For anyone who even sees you will never be troubled by this world. Because Nityananda and I are your two sons, you will never know suffering. and hearing these merciful words from the Lord's graceful mouth, all the devotees loudly chanted, Jai, Jai, Haribo, Haribo! Performing kirtan and accompanied by all the devotees, Lord Chaitanya himself took the dead boy to the Ganga's shore, and after performing the proper rituals, everyone bathed in the Ganga, and then while chanting Krishna, 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 they returned to their homes. Srivas Thakur's family was overwhelmed. Anyone who hears this confidential story will attain a great wealth of ecstatic love for Krishna. That is inevitable. I offer my respectful obeisances to the feet of Srivas Thakur, whose two sons were Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. The devotees believe that by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a dead boy explains spiritual truth. But non-devotees cannot believe this. In this way, in Navadvip, Lord Chaitanya always enjoyed pastimes of Sankirtan. He had no love for householder life, and he could not even dutifully perform the worship of his household Lord Vishnu deity. How then could he perform a householder's other duties? When he would bathe and then sit down to worship his Lord Vishnu deity, the limbs and clothing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was soon drenched with his tears of love. Lord Chaitanya would then go outside, remove his clothes, put on new clothes, and then return again to worship Lord Vishnu. But again these clothes would become wet with tears of love and bliss. Again he would go outside and wash his body and change his cloth. And in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu changed his cloth again and again. Because he was overwhelmed with ecstatic love, he had not even a sesame seed's worth of power to worship his Lord Vishnu deity. Finally, he said to Gadadhar, "You please worship this deity of Vishnu. I am not fortunate enough to worship him." In this way, in Navadvip, day and night, the king of Vaikuntha tasted the nectar of pure devotional service. The two moons, Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Sri Nityananda, are my life and soul, and I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of their lotus feet.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare
later you won't be able to take this out.